Hello, my doves. I figured since we're in the playoffs, I might as well record my thoughts in my own voice. So, starting off, holy hell! Dialogue punctuation. Everywhere. Addressing commas and dialogue tags are both something that everyone needs to work on, and I hate that I have to repeat it pretty much every time. Addressing commas mark when one is speaking to a person. Stop, comma, Grant is telling Grant to stop. Stop Grant is telling someone else to stop Grant. The iconic one is Let's Eat Grandma. Addressing commas are all that stand between you and cannibalism. Dialogue tags are the bits that come before or after a piece of dialogue. If it's just something like said, or said in an action, or something describing the way in which they are speaking, then it's not a separate sentence from the immediately preceding or following dialogue. And so is not marked by a motherfucking period, but by a comma, not followed by any capitalization. Please, all of you remember this, as none of you are free of sin. Misha, I kind of get the tone you're going for with the intro, the introductory mythic thing, but still very much telling and not showing. There's also a lot more room for denser world building here, an either illusion or a more self-aware narrative. Like, utopia with a U instead of an EU means no such place. And in a virtual world, there is so much room for plays on that, and theater is part of the panamezzicensis of the bread and circuses used to pacify the Roman populace when everything was going to shit. With a brewing rebellion, allusion to other rebellions, or to illusion and decay, back up your setting so the narrative has more depth than what's explicitly described as happening. I also have some quibbles on the timeline on 2 millennia rendering that little change, societally at least, but realize that the year isn't actually that important. The Earth cracking and falling away into a pit was super dramatic, which was kind of cool. Cal, I like the concept, but then thought about how taking one person out of a play or story and letting the audience choose is a choose-your-own-adventure or an RPG, which, I'm not sure how well it addresses the prompt, though Wing didn't actually specify what the acronym stood for. I'm also not sure why it was Birth of a Rapper, since the player character is some kind of law enforcement, and the NPCs don't particularly show anything obvious about rap. Is there something I'm missing? Frosted! I really, really liked this. Goal-oriented AI as a villain is always really interesting to me, and you pulled off the pacing really well on this. I also liked the ambiguous ending. It worked well both as an ending and as part of the theme. Now, back to Wing.